Source: United Nations continues to struggle to deliver aid in Gaza. By Joel B. Polak on August 1, 2025. The United Nations is continuing to struggle to deliver aid to Palestinians in Gaza, leaving hundreds of truckloads of material at the border, while the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, GHF, continues to succeed. Israel is surging humanitarian aid to Gaza, moving trucks through border crossings as fast as possible and coordinating airdrops of aid from Israel, Jordan, and the United Arab Emirates, UAE. In addition, the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, GHF, whose trucks are protected by private security contractors, has continued to expand its aid deliveries, supplying its 100 millionth meal on Friday. The United Nations has criticized the GHF, as has Hamas, whose control of humanitarian aid in Gaza is threatened by the emergence of a competitor to international aid agencies whose trucks it cannot divert. However, after an initial spike in United Nations deliveries at the start of the surge, there has been no growth, according to data given to Breitbart News by a source who received information from the Israeli military. On Friday, according to a memo from the Coordination of Government Activities in the Territories, COGAT, division of the Israeli military, the United Nations and other organizations collected 201 trucks in Gaza, leaving 930 still awaiting distribution. The number of trucks increased from fewer than 120 on July 25 to over 200 on July 28, but has remained stagnant since then. The UN mechanism can't keep up with distribution, and the aid is piling up inside Gaza instead of going to civilians, the memo said. In contrast, GHF aid is distributed directly to civilians the day it enters Gaza and doesn't accumulate, it noted. Meanwhile, the only credible evidence of actual starvation in Gaza came Thursday and Friday in the form of videos of starving Israeli hostages, who are still being held by Hamas and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of Trump 2.0, The Most Dramatic First 100 Days in Presidential History, available for Amazon Kindle. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.